If you think the government doesn't play a role in the rising and falling of corporate entities, just go look up Miss Magazine and their connection to the CIA. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, I'm kind of excited today. Today we're talking about a topic that is called the Useful Idiot Program. Now, I'm actually a big Marvel DC guy. I'm kind of nerdy. If anybody who knows me in real life, they can know I can get kind of nerdy at times. And one of the things that I love to do is look at the past and the present to predict the future. And when I see what was done in the past, I see how creatives and intellectuals have approached very complex and very tough topics, quite frankly. Like, for example, people fear the big corporations, they fear the government, they fear entertainment and education, and they look at the past and they say, you know, the missionaries came to do good and they did very well, you know, like in Hawaii, where they came to do good and they ended up owning most of the land and got really rich, and they wanted to teach, for example, look at the Spanish or the Portuguese or the English or the French back in the 18th, 16th centuries, and they went to the New World, and while they gave people access to education, what they really did was indoctrinate them into Christianity, or at least what they thought was Christianity back in the day. Instead of teaching them how to read maybe Machiavelli or teaching them how to read some of the intellectuals like Galileo or any of these people, they had them read the Bible, which isn't inherently bad, but when you realize that they didn't teach people how to read from the books they wanted, instead what they did was teach them, more like brainwash them. And then you tie it into one of my favorite kind of programs in the MCU, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, is this idea of the Winter Soldier. And so when you look at how they use selective phrases and electromagnetic therapy and whatnot to brainwash people, you look at the modern culture today. If you use certain keyword phrases, you go against what you've been taught in education, entertainment, and in religion sometimes, you are hit with automatic resistance. And a lot of it is more compulsive, not actually intellectual. And so when I look at, for example, the Winter Soldier, and I see him respond to certain words, like in the Winter Soldier, whether it's Captain America Civil War, Captain America Winter Soldier, or the newer series, you know, you see how they all have to do is say certain words, and then immediately his brain will switch from who he normally is to the Winter Soldier. Just like look at today's society. The social justice warriors, you say anything about the Rainbow Riding community, you say anything about nationalism, you say anything about Trump, you say anything about Christianity, you say anything about traditionalism, you say anything about men's rights, you say anything about any of these topics that we just brought up, you talk about terminating pregnancies early, you talk about any of these topics, you are immediately caught in people reacting to what you said. They don't process it. They instead react to it. And that's exactly what I call the Useful Idiot Program. It is the idea of the Useful Idiot came from Vladimir Lenin, one of the intellectuals of the left-wing communist movement back in Mother Russia at the turn of the Federation of the era of the Tsars in Russia to the Soviet Union. Vladimir Lenin was one of the spearheads of this, along with Stalin and Trotsky. Thank you, Trotsky. These men were the spearheads that changed Russia forever. And it was Lenin who talked about this idea of the useful idiot, the person who doesn't serve much of a purpose outside what he is told to believe, who he is instructed to become a lemming, somebody who just follows for the sake of following. That is the useful idiot. And that is what everybody is trained to be by default. And it is only through reversing the brainwashing and reversing the indoctrination and the that we call education within yourself that you can hope to escape the fate of being another social justice warrior who is automatically triggered like the Winter Soldier into combat when certain key phrases are entered into your ears or into your mind. And that's why I call this a useful idiot program, because whether it's in school, whether it's on your phone through social media, whether it's even through religion sometimes and churches who are behind the eight ball when it comes to changing. You'd be surprised how many churches I see today that have a rainbow flag outside. These are people are all part and parcel of the shift, the programming. Just like every appliance, every app, every website has programming behind it, every person's actions and thoughts have programming behind it into the subconscious mind. And that stems from the useful idiot program that has been put out by the giant corporations who pay for both the government and for their own bottom line. And this is not a conspiracy theory. This is common knowledge. You can follow the balancing ball. This is all but confirmed. All you have to do is look at who funds the campaigns for the politicians, who then push forward their agenda so that then they'll continue to fund them and not their replacement who would come down the pipe. And then you look at how people have made a lot of money, and just look at like what Disney princess culture has done to the country. Look at what I've watched Disney since I was a kid, and even now I look at how it shaped my view of women, how it shaped my view of men, how it shaped my view on love itself. And I look at people around me and they follow the Beatles idea of all we need is love, when in fact love itself is a lie. It is not built off of anything concrete. It is all abstract shoulda, woulda, coulda, I wish it were type of ideology, and not based off of anything that is comparable in world history, American history, or in philosophy or anything else. But again, it all stems back to this useful idiot programming, which is no different than what the Soviets, the Chinese, and all these other entities use either in the past or in the present. And once you realize that you are being fed certain ideas to form certain belief systems that benefit everybody but yourself, you then can wake up and say, wait a minute, maybe I want to change that. Maybe I don't want to just vote. Maybe I don't want to just say Democrat, Republican. Maybe I don't want to just go along with, if it feels good, do it, sexual liberation culture. Maybe I don't want to just react. Maybe I want to actually think. I want to dissect. I want to use my own brain to come up with new ideas and new potential solutions to the problems we all face. That takes courage. That is not easy. And that will help you break the programming of the useful idiot program. Just look, and I love this analogy, because when you look at the Winter Soldier, people like to see actual parallels in pop culture, and he's a perfect example. You look at him over the course of his tenure as the Winter Soldier, he had almost a split personality where people will live their life and then they'll hear something about any one of the key words that were fed to them since their youth by teachers, by social media, by the government itself. All of these entities, if you think the government doesn't play a role in the rising and falling of corporate entities, just go look up Miss Magazine and their connection to the CIA. Oh, you didn't know about that, did you? Oh, you didn't know that the government helped fund Miss Magazine to help push the women into workplaces? Oh, you didn't know about that, did you? Well, now you do. Why? Because you didn't do the research and I did. Because guess what? Now the government gets to tax more people, it has more revenue, and it's more likely to keep the children in school longer because the woman's no longer in the home. Just look at the health the child care costs have gone through the roof, when historically the children were raised by the grandparents, the mother, and all that kind of stuff. But again, this is all part of the useful idiot program. You could even call it the lemming program if you want. The followers, the cogs in the wheel. And you must embrace that this was what was fed to you, as I have. And now I realize what it was, and I have moved past it, as I hope every person who is listening to this show will do the same thing, because that is the only way you'll grow, and you'll be able to actually take life by the horns, like the matador that you are, and you can become the master of your own universe. But it is only through getting rid of that programming, the same way that Bucky Barnes got rid of his, through the help of the Wakandans, that he then became a free man. But you must be willing to sacrifice. You must not live in fear, and you must be able to humble yourself and say you don't know everything, but you're willing to learn. You want to stop being a lemming, and you want to become a learned individual. My friends, stop participating in the useful idiot program and have the self-respect and have the ability to break free of this programming that's been put into you and is continuing being put into you every day through the news, through the media, through the government, through education, and make yourself free. Whether you want to end up being a biblical bachelor like me, I wrote a whole book on it, or maybe you want to have your own personal philosophy, that's fine. But have the resolve to see that through and add that to your resume. This resume we call life and experience. My friends, in the meantime, till I see you next time, which I can guarantee you we'll see me soon, I look forward to hearing what you have to say on this topic. You want to share your story? I welcome it. You can leave it in the comments or on my X page, @sheepgetsheared. And I would love to hear your story. And I'm sure it will help other people who are also suffering through the same struggle. Until next time, I'm out. Peace.